来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, study the Bible together.
接下来我跟大家来谈主耶稣论八惑。
Today we're going to talk about Jesus mentioned the eight woes.
我们在读马太福音的时候，我们读到马太福音第五章，会很清楚的看到圣经写主耶稣论八福。
In Matthew chapter 5, we can clearly see that Jesus has mentioned the Beatitudes.
一般我们会很注意主耶稣论的福气，因为他讲虚心的人有福了，哀痛人有福了，各种不同的人得到不同的恩典。
Usually we would place close attention to the Beatitudes because these are the blessings that Jesus has mentioned to those who mourn, to those who are meek.
好，那八福呢，如果我们有时候常常想哪些人是有福气的了。
And sometimes we think about it, these are the people who are blessed.
虚心的有福的，哀痛的有福的。
The blessed are the poor in spirit, and blessed are those who mourn.
温柔的有福，饥渴慕义的有福。
Blessed are the meek, and blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
第七节说，连续人的有福，清心的有福。
Verse 7, blessed are the merciful, and 8, blessed are the pure in heart.
第九节说，使人和睦的有福，为义受逼迫的也有福。
9, blessed are the peacemakers, and blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness.
所以这个八福呢，我们一般来说都很熟，我们听过很多很多次的。
And we have heard of this many times, and we are quite familiar with this passage.
那我们最近读经进度在读马太福音，然后今天应该是读二十三章。
If we follow according to our Bible scripture each week, right now we're supposed to be studying Matthew chapter 23.
那这个马太福音二十三章呢，基本上如果你注意看呢，你会看到八个祸。
And if you look closely in Matthew 23, you will see the eight woes.
那这个八个祸呢，二十三章很清楚的写，就是对法利赛人说的，文士法利赛人。
And these are the words that are said to the Pharisees.
那有时候我们就会想说，我不是这个人，我不是文士法利赛人呢。
And sometimes you would think we are not the Pharisees.
那他讲的这个信息是对我讲的吗
Is this passage speaking particular to me?
那基本上我们如果在读马太福音，我们如果仔细读了，我们发现一个系统，主耶稣他在讲道理的时候实际上是非常有计划的。
And if we pay close to Matthew, we will see that Jesus when he preached, he has some kind of structure.
我们在读马太福音二十一章的时候，就会发现从二十一章开始，主耶稣就进入耶路撒冷城，这是他在世上传福音的最后一个星期的生活。
And we can see that Matthew chapter 21, this is when Jesus entered into Jerusalem, and this is the last week in his preach in his life of preaching.
他最后这一个星期的那个重点呢，占整个马太福音的四分之一。
And this last week is a key to this.In this book, and it takes one-fourth of its space.
所以表示说，主耶稣这一个最后这一星期的所做的工作，所讲的信息很重要的。
So we know that in his last week, the message that he preached are important.
因为这个之后他就不在地上，所以今天主耶稣所讲的信息都是最重要的部分，他就讲出来了。
Because after this, he is no longer on earth, so whatever he needs to say, he said it all in this last week.
那个在第二十一章。在第二十一章的第二十三节，我们这边先看。
And now let's look at chapter 21, verse 23.
那里，耶稣进了殿，正教训人的时候，祭司长和民间的长老就来问他说：“你仗着什么权柄做这些事？给你这权柄的是谁呢？”
In verse 23, Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him. By what authority are you doing these things?
所以现在是祭司长跟民间的长老来问主耶稣。来挑战他的权柄。
So now these are the chief priests and the elders of people in the village who are asking him where he received this authority.
因为主耶稣进耶路撒冷城之后，在第十二节那边就看到主耶稣洁净圣殿，把那些做买卖的人的桌子、凳子都把他推倒啊，就把他赶出去了。那些祭司长跟那些长老们，他们就很气的，其实心里面很气耶稣的。
Because once he entered into Jerusalem, in verse 12, he entered into the temple area and cast all those who were selling things in the temple, and these chief priests were angry by it.
那主耶稣知道，当然知道他们要抓他的把柄，所以他也不正面回答，反过来问他说：“哎，那你们告诉我，主耶稣反问他施洗约翰的事情，让他们无话可答，他们就不敢回答了。”
And because Jesus knew their intention, so he asked them about John the Baptist, and they were unable to answer.
然后接下来呢，从二十一章开始呢，从第二十八节以后，我们就看到主耶稣连续讲三个比喻，都是对这些祭司长、文士、法利赛人这些领导人所说的。
And in chapter 21, starting from verse 28, he speaks of three parables, which are all directed to the chief priests and the elders.
第一个比喻就是两个儿子的比喻。
The first parable is the parable of the two sons.
那个真正听父亲的话的是那个会去做的人，不是只有是会讲好听话的而已。
The one who listens to the father is the one who take action, not the one who just speak with their words.
好，然后第二个比喻就是那个凶恶原父的比喻，从三十三节开始的。
And the second parable is the parable of the tenant.
那这个凶恶原父就是那个不会结果子的，不交果子出来的。
And this tenant is the one that does not bear fruit.
而且还杀害仆人，杀害这个主人的儿子的人。
And he even kills his servants and kills the son of the tenant.
那这个比喻呢，主耶稣讲完的时候，其实法利赛人他们很清楚，他们很聪明的，他们一听就知道，原来也是讲我们。所以第四十五节，祭司长跟法利赛人听见他的比喻，就看出他是指着他们说的。
And in verse 25, it says that when the chief priests and the Pharisees heard Jesus' parable, they knew he was talking about them.
所以这个祭司长文士法利赛人他们并不是傻瓜，他们一听就知道主耶稣讲什么了。
So these chief priests and Pharisees, they know that Jesus was speaking these parables directly to them.
22章第一节，主耶稣又用比喻对他们说，第三个比喻。
And again, in chapter 22, verse 1, Jesus speak of the third parable directing to them.
那这三第三个比喻在讲，他们这些犹太人当时候的本来做领导人的，他们就是被安排，本来就是被指定要来参加这个筵席的贵宾呢。
And the guests of the wedding banquet, these are the people referring to the chief priests and the Pharisees.
但是他们就是不要，他们不愿意接受。
And they are the one who refuse to come to the banquet.
所以最后这个福气呢，会临到这些外邦人，这些本来没有一定要被请去吃筵席的人。
So their blessings are given to the Gentiles.
那所以主耶稣这个比喻，他们听也听出来了，他在讲谁。
And so these people, they listened to the parable and they could tell who they were talking about.
第十五节。
In verse 15.
那当时候法利赛人出去商议，要怎么样就着耶稣的话来陷害他。
Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words.
那主耶稣他这三个比喻其实都是要这些当时候的领导人可以回头。不要继续执迷不悟，再做一些恶事了。
And these three parables are said so that the leaders of these people they would turn back their ways and stop with their wicked ways.
但是他们并没有接受主耶稣所讲的信息。
But they did not accept the message that Jesus spoke to them.
接下来从十五节以后，我们就看到他们用三个方法要来陷害耶稣。
And starting from verse 15, we can see that they have three ways which they try to plan and trap him.
第十六节就是他打发他们的门徒同西律党的人要去试探主耶稣可不可以纳税。
Starting from verse 16, they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians regarding tax collecting.
所以这里法利赛人有他们的门徒，有些人跟从法利赛人的那个路线的。
So the Pharisees do have some disciples who follow them.
然后跟西律党的人，西律党这个就是当时候政客，就是拥护罗马政权的人。
And they are with the Herodians, which they are the people in the past who are with the Roman government.
那这个法利赛人本来跟西律党他们是不合的，因为他们那个理念是不一样的。
Originally, the Pharisees and the Herodians do not get along because they have different ideologies.
因为但是因为要为了要除灭主耶稣这个原因的合作，他们现在竟然一起要来试探耶稣了。
But for the reason of getting rid of Jesus, they came together and to tempt him.
所以就是要抓主耶稣的话柄，可不可以纳税？可以跟不可以，他们都有话讲。
They want to trap him in his words and ask him whether or not should they pay taxes.
主耶稣很有智慧的。
And Jesus is full of wisdom.
所以他就讲了这句话，二十一节说：“该撒的物就该归给该撒，如果神的物就归给神。”
So in verse 21, Jesus replied them, saying that give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's.
好，那所以 第二十二节呢，他们听见这个主耶稣的回答，就稀奇就走了。所以这些法利赛人的门徒跟西律党拿主耶稣没有办法，离开了。
And in verse 22, when they heard this, they were amazed, so they left him and went away. And both the Pharisees and Herodians, they could do nothing to him.
好，那第二个试探就是这个换撒杜盖人过来。
And the second way of tempting him was when the Sadducees came.
所以第二十三节那里撒杜盖人他们现在来试探耶稣。
In verse 23, the Sadducees came and began to question him.
因为撒杜盖人他们不相信有复活的事。
Because the Sadducees do not believe in his resurrection.
所以他们用了一个假设，这个一个妇人连续嫁了七个丈夫，这七个都兄弟，复活之后，这个妇人是谁的妻子？
So they made an assumption saying that there is a widow who had seven husbands and who was the last to resurrect.
那现在主耶稣就跟他们说，你们错了。第二十九节。
And in verse 29, Jesus replied, "You are in error."
他说：“你们根本就不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能。”
He said, "You do not know the scripture nor the power of God."
直接就跟他们说，那个复活以后，其实像天使一样，不嫁不娶，所以就没有性别。
And he says that at the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage.
然后那个死人复活这件事情有没有存在呢？
And is the resurrection of the dead is it true?
他就跟他说：“你看。”神自己说我是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，所以神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
He said that I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
因为在出埃及记第三章第六节，那个神当初呼召摩西的时候，就直接跟摩西这样介绍他自己：我是亚伯拉罕的神。
And in Exodus chapter 23, verse 6, when God first introduced Himself, He introduced as the God of the living.
那表示说，因为这些当时候的犹太人，他们认为他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕，他是亚伯拉罕的后代嘛。
And because he is the descendant of Abraham.
神说我是亚伯拉罕的神，神是活人的神，表示亚伯拉罕活着。
He said, "I am the God of Abraham, the God of the living." So thus, he's a living God.
所以其实复活是存在的。
So resurrection is real.
从他们的那个背景里面就看到，其实。神自己说他是活人的神，亚伯兰、以撒、雅各都活着。
From their history, he's saying that I'm the God of the living and the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
所以第三十三节那里啊，众人听见这话，又很稀奇那教训，也走了，他们也没办法。
And in verse 33, when the crowd heard this, they were astonished at his teaching and again left.
好，第三个试探就是这个法利赛人当中的一个律法师。
And the third way of tempting Jesus is from a Pharisee.
现在要来用诫命来抓耶稣的把柄。
He is trying to trap him in his words by asking him a commandment.
36节。
In verse 36.
夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
He asked him, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?"
那我们知道这个十条诫命吗？
And we know about the Ten Commandments.
哪一条最大？
Which is the greatest?
我们现在有时候如果被人家问了，我们不知道哪条最大。
If someone asks us right now, we may not know which is the greatest.
但是主耶稣他就很有智慧，他就说，其实啊，哪一条最大呢？他说要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
And Jesus, full of wisdom, he replied them that the greatest is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
然后38节说，这是诫命中第一的，也是最大的。
In verse 38, this is the first and the greatest commandment.
好，第39节说，那其次也相仿，就是爱人如己。
Verse 39, the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself.
那所以第39节的其次也相仿，就是接下来也是一样，其实也是第一，也是最大的，也是第一的，也是最大的嘛。
And the second is like it is saying that it is as great as the first.
所以爱神跟爱人，这个在这边里面都是第一，也是最大的，都一样。
And saying that loving God and loving man are both the greatest commandments.
主耶稣下一个结论。
And his next conclusion.
这两个部分，爱神跟爱人，他说是律法跟先知一切道理的总纲。
He say that all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
所以这个。法利赛人也抓不到主耶稣的话柄。
So once again, the Pharisees were unable to trap him in his words.
所以你看，当时候主耶稣呢，他所讲的这个信息，就让我们今天呢有一个很重要的一个原则。我们知道，我们今天在遵守律法的重点在哪里？要 爱神，尽心尽力尽力爱神，然后爱人如己。
And from his words, we can receive a principle of all commandments, which is the greatest of two, is love God and love man.
那我们看到主耶稣他第41节强调说，法利赛人聚集的时候，主耶稣反问他们问题，他主动就近他们去问他们问题。
And when Jesus is close to them, he asked them questions.
那就是有关于基督这个出生的时候。
He asked them about when the Christ was born.
就是为什么大卫在诗篇第110篇的时候所讲的，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我把你的仇敌放在你的脚下。大卫既称他为主，怎么他又是大卫的子孙呢？就是有关于基督他的来源呢。
In Psalm chapter 110, it talks about Christ's origin, and they're asking him about where he came from.
结果他们46节说，没有一个能回答主耶稣这个问题。
And in verse 46 says that no one could say a word in reply.
所以当时候我们看到主耶稣啊，他其实为了要挽回法利赛人他们这个错误的观念呢，他用了好多心思的。
And we can see that in order to have the Pharisees turn back in their ways, he used many different methods.
那通常我们在读到这里的时候，我们就会觉得这个法利赛人一直讲好像都是坏人啊。
And oftentimes when we read to this point, we would think that the Pharisees are bad people.
其实法利赛人他是一个很笼统的称呼啊，很一个这样一个人叫做法利赛人。其实就犹太人本身来说，他们在他们的那个文献里面把法利赛人分作七种。
And the term Pharisees is a very generic term. Within the Pharisees, they have seven different types.
有些法利赛人他们是敬畏神的。
Some Pharisees are God-fearing.
也是真的很爱神的。
And they love God.
是真正的虔诚人。
They are true followers.
所以其实不是所有的法利赛人都是坏人呢。
So not all Pharisees are bad people.
只是里面有一些是自以为义的法利赛人。
But among them, some are self-righteous.
他们就是计算自己的善行。
They calculate their own good deeds.
那有些人是那个我们说他们叫做驼背的法利赛人呢。
And some are the Pharisees that have a hunchback.
那就是故意低着头，就是很谦卑，故表。
They would purposely and pretend that they are humble.
那表示就在人面前都是一直这样鞠躬低头下低声下气的。
In front of men,
外表看起来就是很谦卑的样子。
They would often bow down their heads with a humble appearance.
那有些人是那个他们说叫肩膀的法利赛人。
And some are referred to as the Pharisees of shoulders.
他把他们那个好的行为，他把它放在肩膀上。让人家都看到了。
They put all their good deeds on their shoulders so that others can see.
那有些叫做那个头破血流的法利赛人。
And some Pharisees are the Pharisees referring to as with blood on their head.
因为他们走路的时候都眼睛闭起来了。
Because when they walk, they close their eyes.
因为他怕看到妇女的动淫念。
And they are afraid that when they see a woman, they would have lustful thoughts.
所以眼睛都闭起来走路，都等一下碰到墙壁，等一下碰到什么都是会受伤嘛。
So they close their eyes when they walk, and they would hit, and they would fall into, they would walk into walls.
所以有很多，其实有很多种不同类型的人呢。
So there are a lot of different types of people.
那现在主耶稣在马太福音第23章就开始专门讲这一群所谓自义的假冒为善的法利赛人。
And starting from chapter 23, he's going into detail about these types of people.
主耶稣特别提醒他的门徒一定要小心这个所谓的律法主义者。
And he's telling his disciples to be careful of these people, so-called the teachers of the law.
在23章里面，这个法利赛人有一个特色，几个特色了。
And the Pharisees in chapter 23, they have some qualities.
第二十三章第二节。
Chapter 23, verse 2.
他们是喜欢坐在摩西的位置上的。
They like to sit in Moses' seat.
也就是说，他们是热衷于传达神的命令，然后解释律法。
In other words, is they often would interpret God's words and talk and then tell it to others.
那他们其实是能说不能行的。
And in actuality, there are people who can speak but cannot carry out the action.
就是说，他们讲的头头是道，但是他自己做不出来。
They speak fluently but then they cannot carry out what they speak.
第四节
In verse 4,
他们把燔丹的重担捆起来放在人的肩头上，自己一个指头也不动。
They tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
那什么叫做他把那个燔丹的重担哦，把它捆起来哈，把它放在人的肩头上呢
？And what does it mean by they tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders?
那其实就是他们将这个摩西的律法把它复杂化了。
It means that they complicate the law of Moses.
其实本来神的律法是很简单的，很明了的。
And at the beginning, God's law is clear and simple.
那因为他们现在是喜欢坐在摩西的位置上来解释律法，哦，这个律法就是应该这样遵行，这样遵行。
But because they like to sit in Moses' seat, they like to complicate things and explain them.
他加了很多的注解，用他自己的意思去解释律法。
They added many explanations that are in their own will.
所以就是律上加律，令上加令，命上加命。
So it is like laws upon laws, commandments upon commandments.
啊，最后就变成一个重担。
And then it end up to be a heavy load.
然后重担是让人家去走，他自己全部都不用做。
And the heavy load is put on other shoulders, and they do not carry them themselves.
那所以这个就是法利赛人，他当时候这一些。神所指责的这些人的特质。
And these are the qualities of these people which Jesus have mentioned.
然后从第五节开始，你就看到五六七节呢，都在强调他们是很注重从人来的虚浮的荣耀。
And from verse 5, 6, and 7, it mentions that they care a lot about what others speak of them.
他们做什么事情都是要故意给人家看见的。
They do things so others can see.
然后喜欢。坐在会堂的高位，筵席上的首位，就是喜欢被人家尊重。
They like to sit on the high seat in the banquet, and so that others can honor them.
喜欢人家在街市上问他安，称呼他拉比。
They love others to greet them on the marketplace and call them rabbi.
那所以呢，这个就是主耶稣提出哦，这些人的特质要注意哦，你要注意看哦。
And so Jesus is saying that pay close attention to these qualities.
然后主耶稣对门徒说，有一个一定要做的，有四个你不要做的。
And Jesus said that there are four things and one that you must not do.
第一个要做就是
you must do.
他们所吩咐的这个摩西的律法，你要谨守遵行。
The first is
第三节那里说的。
In verse 3, the first is that you must keep the laws of Moses.
就是说，你所听到的那个律法，你要去做。
When you hear the law, you must have actions to them.
但是不要去效法他们的行为。
But do not follow their ways.
就是他所讲的话是对的，是神的律法，你就去遵行就对了。你不要看人，你要注意律法本身要求是什么。
Which is what they speak is true, so you will listen and pay close to what they speak, but do not follow them in what they do.
好，第二个不要在第五节那第八节那里。
In verse 8, it's the second thing that you must not do.
不要受拉比的称呼。
It says that you are not to be called rabbi.
因为只有一位拉比，就是你们的夫子，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们都是弟兄。
You have only one master and you are all brothers.
其实，大家都是弟兄姐妹啊。
And so everyone is our brothers and sisters.
他真正的老师就是我们的天父真神。
And the one master we have is our Lord Jesus Christ.
第九节说，也不要称呼地上的人为父，因为只有一位父是，一位是你们的父，就是天上的父。
And verse 9, do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven.
最后第十节说，也不要受师尊的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的师尊，就是基督。
Verse 10, nor are you to be called teacher, for you have one teacher.
所以这里啊，这个拉比、父跟师尊，基本上都是。当时候犹太人对律法师的尊称。
And so the terms rabbi, father, and teacher, these are ways that they were called the teachers of that time.
那所以当时候主耶稣特别提醒门徒说，你们一定要知道大家都是弟兄姐妹。
And Jesus here is reminding them that every single person is our brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们其实应该是彼此服侍，互相服侍，就像做。彼此的用人一样，像仆人，神的仆人一样的。
We are supposed to serve each other as if we are their servants.
所以主耶稣的结论，他的重点就是：你们中间如果是谁为大的，就要做你们的佣人；至高的必降为卑，自卑的就升为高。
So his conclusion is that for those who exalt himself will be humbled, and those who humble himself will be exalted.
这个是主耶稣先提出这个要注意的啊，我们面对这样的一个情形，这样一个人的时候要小心，我们自己本身要自我勉励。
And Jesus Christ is here reminding that we should be careful of these things and of as of mutual encouragement.
好，从第十三节开始，主耶稣开始宣告八个祸了。
And starting from verse 13, he began to declare the eight woes.
那这个八个祸呢，跟第五章那个八个福呢，基本上都是有相关的。
And the eight woes are actually in correlation to the beatitude.
那第一个祸是什么？
So what is the first woe?
就是把天国的门关起来的人有祸了。
The first woe is those who shut the kingdom of heaven is woe. There will be woe to them.
因为第十三节说，你们正当人前把天国的门关了，自己不进去，正要进去的人，你们也不容他进去。
In verse 13, you yourself do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to.
那这里，这个他们把天国的钥匙夺去了。
They have stolen the key to heaven.
其实他们是把天国的门关起来。
In actuality, they have closed the door to heaven.
这一句话呢，我们如果看，我们现在看一节圣经节，看路加福音第十一章。
If we look at Luke chapter 11.
路加福音第十一章。
Luke 11.
第十一章，我们现在看第五十二节。
Now let's look at verse 52.
五十二节说：“你们律法师有祸了，因为你们把知识的钥匙夺了去，自己不进去，正要进去的人，你们也阻挡他们。”
Verse 32. Woe to you, experts in the law, because you have taken away the key to knowledge. You yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who are entering.
所以，这个。他把那个门关着，把钥匙夺走，把门关起来。他说：“这个人就是有祸的。”
So they have taken the key and closed the door, and woe to these people.
神的信救恩是要救人进天的国，天国门。
God's salvation is for those to listen and so that they can enter into heaven.
当然，其实真正的钥匙是掌握在主耶稣基督手上的。
And the key is in God's hand.
那这里所提到的，其实是因为。法利赛人在当时候，他们掌握解释律法的权力的。
But here it mentioned that they hold the keys because at that time there were the ones who were explaining the scripture.
因为他们当时候不相信主耶稣基督的信息。
And that time they do not believe in what Jesus preached.
那些要去跟随耶稣的，他们就逼迫。
And so those who follow Christ were persecuted.
他们就把这些人赶出会堂。
And they cast these people out of the synagogue.
那其实主耶稣他已经宣告，我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命，我就是那个门。
And Jesus has already declared that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I am the door.
法利赛人他说他们自己不要，他也不希望人家跟从耶稣了。
And the Pharisees they themselves would not follow Jesus, and they are stopping others to follow him.
这个叫做有祸了。
And these people.Our world.
那其实主耶稣他在传福音的时候，他已经有提过，他其实说绊倒人是有祸。今天如果我们让一个人没办法进天国，其实这个是我们要小心的。
And Jesus had mentioned before that those who cause others to stumble woe to them, and we should be careful not to be like these.
我们应该要成为福音的帮助者，是要让这个福音的门敞开，把人引进这个得救的门才对。
We should be helpers in preaching the gospel so that the gate of heaven can be opened to those who listen.
我们所讲的信息一定要是把人真的带入得救的正路才可以。
And the words we speak are to bring these people into.The gates of heaven.
所以第一个祸就是把天国的门关起来。
So the first wall is when you shut the door to heaven.
第二。
Second.
我们看第十四节。
Now let's look at verse 14.
第十三节后面它是有古卷在此有你们这假冒为善的文士法利赛人有祸了，因为你们侵吞寡妇的家产，假意做很长的祷告，所以要受更重的刑罚。
In verse 13.
十四节
，in verse 14，
二十三章
，chapter 23 verse 14，
怎么没有那一句哈？有的有，应该是有的，就是这一句话呢？这句话在马可福音第十，我们现在看马可福音十二章，因为它是从马可福音引出来的。
This is taken out of Mark chapter
马可福音十二章
12。
十二章的第三十八节。
Verse 38。
我们直接看四十节就可以了哈。
Now let's look at verse 40。
他们侵吞寡妇的家产，假意做很长的祷告，这些人要受更重的刑罚。
They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. Such men will be punished most severely.
这一句话在路加福音的第二十章重复。
And this is repeated in Luke chapter 21.
路加二十章。
Luke chapter 20.
哦，所以这个他说侵吞寡妇的家产，假意做很长的祷告。这个其实是两个很讽刺的对比啊。
So those who devour widows' houses and make a show for lengthy prayers, this is a very great contrast.
他做很长的祷告，表示他是一个虔诚人嘛。
Usually, when people make lengthy prayers, these are people who are fervent.
不管他是真的还假的了哈。
Doesn't matter if they are real or fake.
但是他如果愿意做一个很长的祷告，表示他愿意把这个时间花下去。
If they are willing to make lengthy prayers, they are willing to give up their time.
这个其实应该是虔诚人才对啊。
And this should be people who are most fervent.
但是他竟然是会侵吞寡妇的家产，就是那个弱势的，他比较没有办法去护卫他自己家产的，竟然是。法利赛人是把他们夺走了，而不是帮助他们。
These are the very same people who devour widows' houses, and the widows are people who are weak and helpless.
我们现在看雅各书第一章。
And now let's look at James chapter 1.
真正的虔诚是什么
？What is true godliness?
雅各书一章的第二十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 27.
一章二十七节，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
27. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
哦，所以其实我们真正一个虔诚应该是会乐意帮助那需要帮助的。
So a person who is religious will be willing to help those who are in need.
但是这些人懂律法的人，他反而是去欺负那个没办法保护他自己的人。
But these people who understand the law, they are the ones who are devouring their things.
这个就是没有爱心的人。
And these are people without love.
这是有祸的。
And these are people who are wolves.
我们今天会不会关心那个需要关心的人呢
？And today, do we care for those who needs to be
还是会看到这个人好欺负就欺负他呢
？Or do we treat others because they are easy to bully？
今天如果我们是在敬畏神的人，我们绝对不会这样做的了。
And today, if we are people who fear God, we will not do this.
再看回马太福音二十三章。
Now let's look back to Matthew chapter 23.
第三个祸。
The third woe.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
你们这假冒为善的文士法利赛人有祸了，因为你们走遍沿海陆地，勾引一个人入教，既入了教，却使他做地义之子，比你们还加倍。
Verse 15, you travel over land and sea to win a single convert, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as you are.
他们是引人做地义之子的，有祸了。
And woe to those who are trying to convert people into sons of hell.
那表示说他们也很热心传啊。
And that means that they also are preaching very fervently.
但是他们是传错的。
But they are preaching the wrong message.
结果呢，那些被他们带进去他们这个信仰里面的人，比他们更加倍更坏啊。
So the convert become sons of hell, which are worse than them.
那就很可怕了。
And this is quite careful.
所以你看，使人做地狱之子的，这个就是。没有，不但是把天国的门关起来，让人进不去，而且还是看另外一扇人，让人进去地狱里面的，这个当然有祸。
And this is making others into son of hell, and that this is much worse.
哦，所以当时候这个文士法利赛人呢、啊，有些人跟随他们就真的走错路了。
And so those who follow the Pharisees, they have walked into the wrong path.
第四个祸。
The fourth woe.
十六节。
In verse 16,
你们这瞎眼领路的有祸了。
Woe to you, blind guides!
所以被瞎子领的人也有祸吗
？And even and those who are being led by the guide, the blind guides are also woe to them.
那当时候，你看这些所谓的领导人，他们是 自认为是坐在摩西的位置上的。
And these leaders who think that they are to be sitting in the Moses seat.
他们认为是老师拉比，所以呢，他们是解释律法给那些不懂的人听的，所以很多人都跟着他们了。
They think they are teachers and rabbi, and that many follow them.
但是他们其实是瞎子，自己不明白圣经里面的真正意思。
But in actuality, they are blind guides because they do not truly understand the message in the scripture.
他们根本就不晓得什么是重要的。
They do not know what is important.
所以我们看十六节后面他说，凡指着殿起誓的，就算不得什么；只是凡指着殿中的金子起誓的，他就该谨慎了。
In verse 16, if anyone swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound by his oath.
他们认为这个物质的金子比那个圣殿更重要。
They think that the material wealth of the gold is worth more than the temple.
他其实搞不清楚什么叫是真正这个所谓的这个奉献是什么意思啊。
They do not know the true meaning of offering.
他们是一个瞎眼的人。
And they are actually blind.
所以十七节说，你们这个无知瞎眼的人啊，什么是大的？什么是金子呢？还是这叫金子成圣的殿呢？
In verse 17, it says, "You blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred?"
十九节说，你们这瞎眼的人啊，什么是大的呢？是礼物呢，还是叫礼物成圣的坛呢？
In verse 19, "You blind men, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred?"
所以他们其实这个是被那个爱贪爱钱财的心，让他们自己成为一个无知瞎眼的人了。
And so they have the heart, and their love for the material things makes them blind.
所以瞎眼领路的有祸了。
So those who are led woe to you, the blind guides.
这个就是为什么今天呢，我们在教会里面要下功夫去追求。
So that's why, and today in church, we must put into effort in our own spiritual qualification.
特别今天在教会里面，我们做带领工作的人。
Especially if we are people who are doing work that lead others.
在教会里面做中文教育教员的。
If we are RE teachers.
我们一定要明白什么才是真的道理的精髓。
We must understand the essence of truth.
我们要能够真的认识神。
We must truly understand God.
所以我们才不会把道理讲歪了。
So that we will not speak of the truth wrongly.
我们自己不会成为那个瞎眼的人。
And we will not become the blind ourselves.
如果我们是瞎眼的，我们是领人，我们就有祸。
If we are blind and we're leading others, then woe to us.
这些其实神主耶稣讲的这些道理都是对我们每一个人说的。
And so the message that Jesus is speaking here is speaking to all of us.
第五个祸。
The fifth woe.
第五个祸，我们现在看第三十三节。
Now let's look at verse
23节。23节，你们这假冒为善的文士法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，那律法上更重要的是，就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行。这更重要的是你们当行的，也是不可不行的。
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law.
所以第五个祸就是他轻重颠倒，他把那个本末倒置的人有祸了。
So woe to those who have put emphasis in the wrong matter.
其实，在立位记里面，在生命记当中所规定的那个出产要献上十分之一，就是律法上神对百姓要他们表达感谢的一个表现。
In the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy, that they have to give tithe, and this was as a way of giving thanks.
律法上那个要献上十分之一哈，其实不是只有这些茴香、薄荷、芹菜啊。
And that you must give tenth of your spices, not just these things that are mentioned here.
这些是那个，我们说那个。现在这里所写的都是我们做菜的时候那些调味料而已，对不对？
And the spices mentioned are just the ones that they use to cook.
对啊，那个薄荷、茴香、芹菜，这个都是我们做调味的，不是你那个主菜啊。
The mint, the dill, the cumin, they're just spices that you are used to cook, but they're not.
律法上要求要献上十分之一是出产田里面的初熟的果子，然后那个牲畜里面的那个头生的。
But the tithe mentioned in the Old Testament are the best, which are the firstborn of your crops and of your
就是 就是有，就是在神，其实是我们自己本身看来是值钱的东西的。
And these are the things that are very valuable.
他们是怎么样？他们是献上那个这些蔬菜不值钱的东西，献上十分之一。
But they have given the spices which are not worth much.
那当然，其实神所要的那个十分之一，不是那个价值从那个价值来衡量的。
And but God does not measure the value of the tithe based on the material things.
神真正要的是要我们人可以存好我们现在看这一节好了，跟弥迦书第六章。
And now let's look at Micah.
弥迦书六章。
Micah chapter 6.
第七节第八节。
Chapter 6 verse 7 and 8.
弥迦书六章的第七节。
Micah chapter 6.
神岂喜悦千千的公羊，或是万万的油禾吗？
Chapter 6 verse 7. Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams?
我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子吗？为心中的罪恶献我身所生的吗？
With 10,000 rivers of oil shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?
第八节说
Verse 8.
世人啊，神以指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you?To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
其实这个就是神真正要的公义、怜悯、信实。
And this is what God truly wants, which are mercy, justice.
但是当时候这些法利赛人他们却把它颠倒过来了。
But then the Pharisees they have switched what was more important.
你看，其实主耶稣的道理里面并不是说。不需要奉献十分之一哦。
Because in the passage is saying that we should give tenth of all that we have.
主耶稣也没有反对要遵行律法。
And Jesus is not saying that we should not obey the commandment.
但是我们要了解律法真正的精神，像主耶稣说的，其实律法总纲是什么？要爱神，要爱人如己。
But we should understand and know the spirit of the law.Which is to love others and love God and love man.
但是文士法利赛人他们就把它颠倒过来了。
But the Pharisees they have switched what was more important.
那他们这个
neglected what was more important.
抓不到重点。
And they could not they do not understand what is more important.
我们现在看第二十三章二十四节。
Now let's look at chapter 23 verse.24.
马太二十三章二十四节。
Matthew 23:24.
他说：“你们这个瞎眼领路的，那个萌虫你们就滤出来，骆驼你们倒吞下去了。
”You blind guides, you strain out a gnat, but swallow a camel.
那这个所谓的萌虫把它滤出来什么意思
？So what does it mean that they strain out a gnat but swallow a camel？
喝水的时候就很注重那个小昆虫啊，那个喝酒的时候过滤的时候滤很干净啊，怕那些不好的东西小小的那个渣子。吞进去了。
When they drink water or wine, they care a lot about clearing out the water and the little things that are inside of the water.
但是那个道德上重要的事情，那个不可以做的事情，他们就反正好像把那个骆驼、大象把它吞下去一样，他去犯了，他都不觉得怎么样。
But what is more important that they still do wrong, and it's like swallowing a big animal, swallowing a camel.
所以很注重那个细节，但是他却忽略了神最重要的那个律法的要求的精神。
So they actually follow the little details of the law, but they do not they neglect the true essence of the law.
所以我们如果看到这个重点，我就知道不可以把它本末倒置，不可以轻重颠倒。
So that from reading this passage, we know that we should not neglect what is more important and put emphasis on the little things.
那第六个祸。
And the sixth woe.
我们现在看第二十三章，第二十五节。
Now let's look at chapter 23, verse 25.
你们这假冒为善的文士法利赛人有祸了，因为你们洗净杯盘的外面，里面却充满了热所和放荡。
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence.
所以只注重外表人有祸了啦。
And this is saying that woe to those who put emphasis on the outer appearance.
就是说。这个洗净杯盘的外面，其实表示说，在外表上是很虔诚， 很敬畏神的。
You clean the outside of the cup, which is referring that you care a lot about your outer appearance, about how you about your hum, how you look to others.
但是里面却充满了勒索跟放荡。
But inside of you, you are full of greed and self-indulgence.
那表示其实在内心里面是很污秽的。
That means that inside of yourself is very dirty.
那所以他现在只注重外表，他却 不注重内心真实的虔诚。
And that they care about how they look on the outside, but not the inward self.
其实我们今天如果能够先洁净我们的内心。
Today, if we can clean our inside first.
我们虽然不是很注重外表的人，我们的言行举止，我们的所散发出来那个气质就不一样了。
Even we do not care much about our outer appearance, the way that we portray, the way that we carry ourselves, will be very beautiful.
这里也不是说我们今天一个很注重内心虔诚的人就不需要注重外表，那就是外表可以邋里邋遢，不是这样。
And it is not saying that those who care about how about their inward self should not care about their outer appearance and look very lazy and sluggish.
主耶稣其实在强调我们今天人要里外一致。
But here Jesus is emphasizing that we should be one. How we look on the outside should be how we are inside.
重点就是我们内心里面真正的那个想法。
And most importantly is what we think on the inside. 如果
我们的内心是虔诚敬畏神的，我们所讲出来的话就一定是就会是那个跟神的公义圣洁有关系的。
If we are truly religious and we truly follow after God.
这个就是今天我们要强调的在内心真实的自我的灵修了。
And this is what we have mentioned, the inner self-cultivation.
好，第七个祸。
The seventh wall.
啊，第接下来的第二十七节。
And verse 27.
你们这假冒为善的文士法利赛人有祸了。因为你们好像粉饰的坟墓，外面好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean.
28节说你们也是如此，在人前在外面显出公义来，里面却装满了假善和不法的事。
Verse 28, in the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness.
这个它是这个粉饰的坟墓啊。这个粉饰的坟墓是你看不出来的啦。
And the whitewashed tomb is something that you cannot tell.
就是说，它其实，因为如果是坟墓，一般人说他不会靠近嘛。
Because usually, we do not like to draw close to tombs.
哦，因为一般来说，如果很注重律法的人，他们遇到不洁的东西，他碰到他们就不洁净了。
You the people who are following.Closely to the laws, they do not like to be close to anything that's deemed as dirty.
那就像那个他们在说他们的律法里面，他们的生活习惯里面呢、啊，特别是在守逾越节的时候啊。
And especially when they are keeping the Passover.
那他们要把那个坟墓特别把它粉饰，把它弄成白色，让它被众人都看得出来，哎，这个东西不会去碰到它，然后沾染污秽啊。
They have to whitewash the tomb so that when others touch it, they will not be unclean.
就是把那个这个坟墓把它装饰得很漂亮啊。
They have to beautify the tomb.
那其实里面你的坟墓里面再怎么样都是死人骨头嘛。
But doesn't matter how you beautify the tomb, inside are full of dead men's bones.
所以其实这个第七个这个祸。跟第六个是相关的，它本身其实就是一直注重装饰外表。
So the sixth and seventh wall related, they put strong emphasis on their outward appearance.
它的装饰外表是要掩盖内心的假善跟不法的事嘛。
And they put emphasis on their outward appearance so to cover the inner dirty self.
那其实这个是神所厌恶的。
And this is something that God dislike.
那所以这个就是第七个祸，第八个祸。
And the eighth wall.
第二十九节
Verse 29
你们这假冒伪善的文士法利赛人有祸了因为你们建造先知的坟修饰义人的墓
Woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees you hypocrites you build tombs for the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous
第三十节说若是我们在我们祖宗的时候也必不和他们同流先知的血
Verse 30 and you say if we had lived in the days of our forefathers we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets
那第三十一节说，这就是你们自己证明是杀害先知者的子孙了。
Verse 31, so you testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets.
32节，你们去充满你们祖宗的惯恶惯吧。
32, fill up then the measures of the sin of your forefathers.
那他们其实，他们如果承认他们如果承认他们自己所做的是错误的，倒也没事的。
If they admit what they did wrong, then it's not such a big deal.
可是他们认为说他们祖宗杀害先知跟他们没有关系。
But they think that their forefathers have shed blood and it has nothing to do with them.
其实他们是要强调说他们现在这些人是很尊重先知的。
And they're trying to put emphasis that there are people who are very respecting the prophets.
但其实他们这样讲法反过来证实他们是杀害先知者的子孙呢。
But on the other hand, they're saying that there are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets.
所以其实我们看到后来真的就像那个第二十一章啊，那个凶恶原父的比喻啊，跟第二十二章的那个起先的筵席的比喻里面所讲的那个仆人被杀都一样的。
And in chapter 21, the parables that about the son of the master who was killed, and this is the same thing.
哦，那个第二十二章那个起先的筵席，那个王派仆人去招他们啊，要来吃筵席，那个仆人去了就被杀，被石头打死了。
In chapter 22, the king has asked for those to come to his banquet, but they killed those servants that he has sent off.
这个是他们祖宗所做的，其实也是他们现在正在做的事。
And these are the things that their forefathers have done, but these are the same things that they are doing right now.
那这个都是当时主耶稣所提到的这个八个祸。
And all these are the eight woes that Jesus has mentioned.
我们现在有时候要想想看呢。
Now let us think about.
我们有时候会不会因着我们对圣经的一些认识呢？我们对道理的了解，我们就会沾沾自喜。
Will we feel prideful and feel self-righteous because of all the things that we know that are in the Bible?
Oh, 知道这个是什么意思，我知道怎么解释。
You will think that I know how to explain this and I know what this means.
我们知道这个律法规定是什么，规章细则怎么写。
And I know what is in the commandments and I know how to carry them out.
但其实这些东西是重点吗？
But is that the main point?
主耶稣他并不是要我们去充满很多的知识。
Jesus Christ does not teach us these things so that we can be full of wisdom and full of this knowledge. But the key point is so that we can carry out what we have learned.
所以我们会不会因为我们对道理一些认识，然后我们就会生出那种假冒为善的心态呢？
So will we have this kind of hypocrisy in our action because of what we know?
我们会不会用那个修饰外表，然后外表虔诚来掩饰我们内心的不足跟内心的那个在神面前的亏欠呢？
Will we beautify our appearance so that we can cover what we are very remorse about?
我们有时候一定要了解，一定要常常去反省我们自己在神面前是不是真实的。
And so we must often reflect and think that if we are very true.
不管我们是在服侍神，或者我们在读圣经，我们在了解神的道理的时候
，if we are true in our servitude and if we are true according to the scripture，
我们会不会回到这个主耶稣所讲这个八个祸里面的任何一种呢
？Will we become like any one of these eight woes that are mentioned here？
那因为在这个主耶稣所责备的这些几个重点里面呢、啊，很重要一点就是。这些人都在追求所谓的虚浮的荣耀。
And from a common similarity between these people who mentioned the eight walls is that they are trying to follow after things of this world.
也就是说，这个所谓的虚浮荣耀，就是他假冒为善，就是要在人面前得到一个好名声嘛。
They have this fake outward appearance of humility so that they may earn good praise from others.
所以我们在想啊，我们在教会里面，我们追求什么
？So now let us think on what are we seeking after in church?
我们会不会很在意别人对我的看法
Will we care a lot about what others think of us?
我一定要有一个什么形象
？I must have some kind of appearance.
我们会不会在教会里面追求这个名声地位啊
？Would we want to have certain kind of position or title in church？
如果是这样的话，我们其实就落入这个主耶稣所讲这个八个祸里面去了。
If we are seeking after these things, we fall under one of these eight walls.
其实主耶稣他自己本身在他整个人生里面给我们留下一个非常好的榜样。
And we know that in Jesus Christ's life, he has left us a good example.
什么叫做真实的
？What does it mean to be true？
什么叫做坚持真理
？What does it mean to be to be
真实坚持真理 ？Insist for truth.
To insist in truth.
然后什么叫做真实的谦卑
？And what does it mean by true humility？
主耶稣他为我们舍弃一切。
Jesus Christ has given up everything.
被人家钉在十字架羞辱。
He was crucified and he was being looked down.
他全部都忍受下来。
And he has endured all these.
就是为了完成天父交给他的这个救恩的使命。
And it is for him to finish the task that the Father has given him.
所以我们如果看着这个八个祸，再去看那个。马太福音的八个福啊。
So after looking at these eight walls, if we turn back to look at the beatitude,
我们最后看第五章。
Now let's look at Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew 5.
我们看第十一节、十二节。
Now let's look at verse 11 and 12.
人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
十二节说应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
12. Rejoice and be glad because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophet who were before you.
主耶稣已经为我们留下一个榜样。
And Jesus has already left a good example for us.
他也将这个天上的赏赐留在那里等我们去领取。
And he has kept what is waiting. That is the price that is waiting for us to receive.
那我们一起努力，将来能够到神的国度里面去领取这奖赏，而不是落入主耶稣所说的那灾祸里。
So now let's strive hard together to receive the crown that is in heaven, and not fall under any one of these walls.
我们一起来唱诗。
Now let's sing hymn.
400首。
400.